This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. At the New York Stock Exchange this morning, there will be a handful of CEOs ringing the opening bell. They're representing more than 100 business leaders who are announcing today that they're in favor of higher taxes as part of a plan to cut the deficit. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
The announcement is part of the Fix the Debt campaign, co-founded by Erskine Bowles and former Senator Alan Simpson. They previously chaired the commission charged with finding bipartisan solutions to the nation's budget problems. Their proposal of cuts in spending combined with tax increases had something for both parties to dislike. It didn't get enough support in Congress, but Simpson and Bowles haven't quit and are trying to build political support by rallying CEOs.
Business leaders, very frustrated with Washington's inability to take action on this.
Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, which is behind the Fix the Debt campaign.
One of the reasons you're seeing business leaders step into this is because they understand that this isn't a partisan issue. This is a problem that's well known, and we need to come together to solve it.
The latest call from an all-star group of CEOs concerned about the deficit and fiscal cliff will be one of many voices ringing in the ears of whoever wins in November. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.